Okay, we are on page Kuf Ayin Tes Amrin Simon Shin Lamed Hey Seif Base. Page Kuf Ayin Tes Simon Shin Lamed Hey Seif Base. And we're going to try and finish the Simon today, actually. So the Shulchan Aruch in Base. Im Nishba Chavis Rosh Gagoy. What happens if a barrel broke on the top of his roof? Maybe Kli Amaniach Tachter. You're allowed to bring a container and put it underneath the barrel. Eventually, avi kli acher avi kloit lekaval mina kiloach, but avi as long as you don't bring a different kli and position it to be able to catch the stream in the air, leacher sheyard mina gag on page 358 after it comes off of the roof. So you want to catch it when it's right. I mean, I'm putting right underneath. You can put a kli there, but to actually put a kli in a way where it's going to be running through the air and you're catching it as it comes off the roof, that's not allowed. But a kli acher yitzaref la'oisa l'rosh hagag, nor can you even bring another kli and put it next to the edge of the roof. It's kind of running off the roof straight into the kli rather than going through the air. The matzil b'kli echad, matzil afilu koylet o mitzav. If he's only using one kli, he's not a second kli now, it's the original kli. He's got one kli now, and with that he wants to save the contents. Then he's even allowed to koilet, which means catch it in the air, or put it next to the roof that should run down straight into the kli. Okay, back to page Kuf Ayin Tes, Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Ches. Maybe kli. The barrel broke on top of the roof. You can bring a kli and put it underneath it so you don't lose the contents. But can't you kli echad afilu machzik mea through this matzel? Even if it's very large, because it's one kli, even if it's very large and can even hold many, even 100 suitors, which obviously much more than what you need for Shabbos, you're allowed to do so, as we've seen several times. Sifkot Tes, or Vachalayovi, as long as you don't bring another second kli and put it there in a way to catch what's coming out, the stream that's coming out, catch in the air. Demiterch Shu Mechazer Acha Oy Kame, since you're going to find more kame than just the original one, Chashin and Shishkach Shu Shabbos Yivim Gam Kendech Shizarabim. The whole concern, as we've seen many times, is that you might forget it's Shabbos and end up bringing kalim through Shizarabim to be able to catch more oil or wine, whatever the case is, and that is would be obviously in the Sedoraisa. The call there, onto page 358, this whole discussion has been Myri, but Yosef Meshai Sudas, when we're talking here about you're trying to catch or save more than three suitors, so you've got to be careful in terms of using a second kli. But if you're only trying to get three suitors amount, you can even use multiple kelim for that, because you are so much limited in what you're collecting, you're going to be aware of Shabbos all the time. So even multiple kelim is okay. I feel like even to do these acts of catching it as it goes through the air or putting it next to the roof as it's coming off the roof, these are all okay, since you're just trying to get your initial three suitors. And again, we've said many times this, the whole idea of three suitors is you've got your basic that you need for Shabbos. And since you know that you can only get three suitors, Shabbos is on your mind all the time and you won't come to do Melacha. And that's why all these cases are permitted when you're talking about the first three suitors amount. Over MSB Yosef Meshai Suitors, Osalad Seobakli Acher Af Bli Klita Betseuf, Ukanasif Aleph. But the truth is, when you're talking about saving more than three suitors amount, then you want to get the fourth, fifth suitors worth, so to speak, means that larger quantities, you're not doing more suitors, but I'm saying what you need for more than what you need just for three suitors, then even, so you're not allowed to save with another kli, again, a second kli, even without these examples we gave, which was catching it as it went through the air, dripping off the roof, or seiruf, which is where you put the container right next to the edge of the roof, it goes straight into there from the edge of the roof. So those would not be allowed in this case. Just speaking about the normal way to do it would be, if you want to catch the wine or whatever, the oil, you'd put it on the edge of the roof, or you'd put it in the container when it's dripping off the roof, and that's why I spoke about this case. Kain kosa v'sefer Shabbos. V'sefer Prima Godim, mitzadei lachmir, the Prima Godim wants to come out l'chumra, v'klita v'seiruf, when we're talking about catching it as it's flying through the air off the roof, the stream, or putting the kli right next to the roof to catch it as it goes off roof straight into the kli. I feel like ad shalosh suda, even the first three sudas, you're not allowed to use those techniques. Even again, the first opinion we just saw was that if it's the first three surahs, you can do all those things. But according to the Prima Gaudim, even the first three surahs, you're not allowed to do these techniques of catching it as it goes through the air or putting the kli next to the roof it goes straight in. The after kaimalan the el sif aleph the ad chari surahs yochalad fil I feel became haba. Even though we have established already in the previous sif that you can, if you're talking about the first three surahs, you can even contain you can catch it in multiple kalim. Hainu kushem munachim alas. That's only if they're resting on the ground. Resting in one place. About Ali de Klita, but these techniques of catching it as it flies through the air by holding the kli or putting it next to the holding it next to the roof as it drips straight from the roof into it. That's also the whole gavni koshu yosim kli echad. If it's more than one kli, it's not the initial kli, you're not allowed to do it. Sifkot nyud, the matzo b'kli echad, and if you're just saving into one kli, so we said at the end, you can save even through the technique of catching through the air or putting it next to the roof and it going straight in. That if it's into one kli, if it's the original initial kli you're using to catch the wine or the oil, you'll be able to use those techniques. Umuta afila b'yosim eshoi sudas, and that if it's still the original kli, you can even catch more than three sudas worth. The kentulei too ki im bichad kli zochu shu shabbos, because since they're only allowing to use one kli, and he's fully aware of that, he's allowed to use one kli. That means he's thinking about shabbos all the time, and we're not worried about him coming to do malacha. Okay, Sif Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch. Nizdam in le'ochim. Again, these principles we keep coming up, the idea of yourself, others, etc. So Nizdam in le'ochim, if guests decide to show up, maybe kli acher, v'koylet kli acher v'yitzarev. You can bring another kli and catch it as it goes through the air, or you can bring another kli and put it next to the roof that should go straight in. These things which we said otherwise would be asa. V'lo yikloit v'yitzarev v'achakach yavin ochim. But don't be a clever guy and say, all right, you know what, I want to save all this wine, so I will save it in the ways that would not be allowed, and then say, yeah, but I'm going to invite some guests now, so now kind of retroactively it was permitted. That you shouldn't do. And don't act in a kind of deceitful trickery to invite guests that just don't need it. So you just like, you go and find some guy next door who's having a delicious banquet with all the wine he wants. And say, you know, come eat at my house. You know, you look like you're a needy guy. That would be obviously deceitful, and that you're not allowed to do. Just to be able to give yourself permission to collect more wine, or that would not be allowed. And the Ramah says, "Amiu im aver v'asa shekolat achachach zimin ochim muti." That if a person did transgress and went ahead and did that, means he caught by putting the kli next to the you know, so it should be caught as it flies through the air, this wine. And then after the invited guest, we just said you're not allowed to do, but the eved, the wine is mutter, or the oil is mutter. You shouldn't have done it, but the eved is mutter on Shabbos. Sif cotton, yud, aleph. V'lo ya'arim, don't do it in a deceitful kind of manner, trickery, where you're pretending to invite guests as a way of just, you know, if the guests don't need it, then you're not allowed to do it for them. I'm Magen Avraham Shekosov, Jiladas HaRambam, Mutter Laharim Bezeh Lechatchila, where the Magen Avraham brings the lenient opinion of the Rambam that it's actually permitted Lechatchila to do such a thing, and so to speak, act deceitfully by inviting guests that don't really need, just so you have an ability now to catch more wine. According to Rambam, that's okay. He's bringing this Magen Avraham, so it would seem that he wants to be maker like the Magen Avraham, but okay. Yud Beis, V'achachach Zimein Ochim. And you're not allowed to, if you did, we just said you're not allowed to first catch and then invite guests, but it says the Ramah, if a person transgressed and he did that, he first caught in a prohibited way and then invited guests, then mutter, the contents are mutter b'dievet. So it seems here that if he did not invite the guests, meaning he just caught the wine in a prohibited manner, and no excuse that I have guests or I'm going to invite guests, right? After the eved asa, then even by the eved, since he should, right, he's done it already, the wine would not be allowed, would not be permitted. However, when we say it's also to use that wine, that's only until immediately after Shabbos. Now, what if he did it b'shoigig? He forgot that you're not allowed to do this. He wasn't aware of this halacha. He forgot it was Shabbos, or probably not. But he originally had known that you can't do this, and then he kind of forgot. A shoigig, a standard shoigig. Sheshogag b'din or shachach shu Shabbos. Either he messed up and he forgot the din, or he forgot that it was Shabbos. Mutter lehanois mizeh af b'shas afilu loy. Then he himself is allowed to use the wine on Shabbos. Because Shekhen Achayim, and certainly all the more so, he could give it to other people to have. Okay, we spoke, I mean, we learned the dinim of Maisa Shabbos, of if a person did a malach on Shabbos, or a mezid, or a shoygeg, and what whether you can use it on Shabbos. We learned it much earlier in Simon Shin Yud Ches. So there's details over there, and he's trying to apply that over here too. Sif Dalad in the Shulchan Aruch. Im Yozov Tiroish Megige Shalanovim. What if Tiroish, which is basically fresh grape juice, was flowing out, oozing out of a barrel of grapes, which were not yet crushed? It's not that you crushed the grapes and now you've got this grape juice inside. No, these are fresh grapes that had not yet been crushed. But because from the weight of the grapes, often, whatever it is, often you have some type of liquid oozing out from the grapes. So that's the story over here. It oozed out. It turns out that liquid coming out is not roy. It means it's muksa. It's not suitable for Shabbos use because they are liquid that oozed out of a fruit on Shabbos, right? And with liquid that oozed out of a fruit on Shabbos, you're not, especially if you're talking about grapes or olives, is an issa to drink those juices because you might come to squeeze the grapes or squeeze the olives. So over here, we're talking about, again, to squeeze a grape on Shabbos of Doraisa, and the liquids that would ooze out naturally on Shabbos are also asa because you might be tempted to squeeze. That's therefore, in this case, this liquid is asa, not roy, is unusable on Shabbos. And therefore, you can't even catch that liquid by putting a kli underneath it because you are being mevato kli mechona. You are negating the use now of this kli for the rest of Shabbos because it's got a muksa liquid inside it. Right, there's an issa d'rabbanon of mevato kli mechona, of making a kli unusable on Shabbos. So ketzad yaseh, what should he do about this oozing grape juice? Yaneach sham mitasai o shulchanai. He should put his bed or his table over there. And what's happening now? If he puts his table or his bed there, va'az yeh oisai hadelef lefonav graf shalvei. Then this dripping in front of him is going to be like a disgusting thing to him. And if it's actually dripping on his bed, ruining his bed, or it's just become very unpleasant to have this horrible juice dripping, whatever is dripping in front of him, and therefore it's a situation called grashoe, which is a disgusting thing, which you're allowed to remove on Shabbos. And because it's dripping onto the floor, it's like an earthen floor and it's getting ruined, he'd be allowed to put a kli underneath the drip to catch it, that it shouldn't make this like muddy area. And when this kli becomes full, it's like a lot, I don't know how big your kli is, but it's a lot of grape juice. When the kli becomes full, don't empty the contents into a second kli. Why? Because then you are being mevatel the use of that second kli on Shabbos, which is not allowed. What you do is pour it back into the original barrel. You're collecting the grape juice as it drips in a kli, which we said is okay in this particular situation. Now, take that bucket, whatever it is, of grapes, and tip it back into the barrel of grapes. That's the only thing you can do with it. Because anyway, the barrel is no longer usable on Shabbos because it already contains liquids that oozed on Shabbos, and therefore to add more liquid to that would be okay. And you're doing it in order to empty the cleaver, you can collect more drips, that's allowed. Okay, Sif Cotton Yud Gimel. Yeah. Im Yozov Tirosh Megigis, if grape juice is oozing out, or dripping out now from a barrel that oozed out from the grapes. The case where it's not completely cracked open, it's just kind of got a little crack in it there's a leak dripping out. Because therefore, he's not really panicking at this stage because it's just a kind of gentle drip. As we saw earlier in the Ramah. And therefore, if not for the issa of negating the use of the kli by putting a kli underneath the drip, how do you be allowed to put a kli underneath? As we already learned multiple times in the earlier system, the nishbar alagami, because if it's a case when the barrel is completely broken and it's really pouring out, I feel im haya mutter levatel kli mechanoi gam kena yasla sim kli tachtov the bowl. Even if it would be okay to move out of kli mechana, which it isn't, but to put a kli underneath it, you're in a panic over here, that's not allowed. You might come to fix the bowel, we said, and therefore that would be asked. Here we're talking about where it's kind of dripping out slowly and you're not in panicking, and therefore it's mutter to put a kli underneath it. Well, it's not because of mevatel kli mechana, but we found a solution in the Shulchan Aruch what you can do, which is that you move your bed there and unpleasant to have this muddy mess there, etc. Yud Dalad, Shadai Lo Nidruchu. We're talking about grapes that were not yet pressed. Di Nidruchu, because if they've already been pressed, Lo Haya HaMashke Shadai Lef Bechlal Mashkin Shizovu, because then liquids that now ooze out of the grapes and drip out is not considered to be, it does not have the din of Mashkin Shizovu, they are no longer Mukza. Once you press grapes, then liquid that comes out of it, it would not be Asa. Why not? Because to squeeze grapes that have already been squeezed is Nisad Rabban, not a Doraisa. So he didn't prohibit the liquids to come out. That's what he's referring to. Le'el, Simon, Shinchof, Sif Beis. Sifkon, Tesvav, Ve'enu Ashai, Ve'cholim, Ipineshim, Vatakul, Echonet. You cannot just take a kli and put it underneath the drip to catch it, because the liquids that come out of those grapes are muksa, and if you are negating the use of the container that you put underneath to catch that grape juice, because that grape juice is muksa. I'm Bedaki Moshe, Skim La Sois, Oid, Eitz HaCheres. The Daki Moshe, the Ramah, gives a different, another possible piece of advice you could use. Dehayna sheyiten akli im mayim tachas adelef, kedei sheyisvatel hayayin b'mayim rishon rishon. If you put a bucket, not an empty, like a container, but it's not empty, it's actually got water in it, then any drips that come out of the barrel of grape juice that drip into it will automatically become bottle and negated in the water, and therefore you're not being vatakli mechano, right? Because the bucket is still, this bucket that you put underneath it of water, it's still a bucket of water, and it's not mugs of the water. So even though it's grape juice dripping into it, it's bottle as it goes in, that will be another alternative, rather than bringing your bed, probably easier. The cost of Magen Avraham, Shafilu Nisrabe Isla the Seif, Shein Yosim Emayim, Leislumba. And the Magen Avraham points out about this idea that even if there's so much grape juice coming in that it becomes the majority compared to the water that was already in this container, that's not a problem. You can rely on the lenient opinion that still, you know, with the majority, each drop that went in became bottle, so you're okay. Ayin Chom. And we said you can put, if you move your bed there, etc., then it's becoming horrible to have this like muddy mess there by your where you're living on Shabbos. Therefore, you'll have to bring a kli to catch the drip. Even though we will establish in Shin Lamed Ches, but you're not allowed in Chatzchila to put a kli under a leak, a drip. Because you're not allowed to create a disgusting thing on Shabbos that you could then remove. Hachashawi, over here it's different though, it's permitted, Meshum Pseidah, because of the potential loss involved. As we learned, that if it's going to ruin your house or whatever, if to ruin everything by having this leak and making a muddy mess there, whatever, you're allowed to do this whole trick of moving your bed there. Otherwise, it's also to lechatchila create a disgusting thing that you can then remove on Shabbos. Okay, Sifhei is the last one and the shortest. If a person's fruit scattered in his yard, one this way, one that way, he's allowed to gather them a little bit at a time and eat them. But don't gather all the fruits and put it into a basket or into a box. But if they all fell into one place, they weren't scattered around, you could actually transfer all of them into a basket. Unless they fell into pebbles and dirt and stuff in the yard, because all over there, if they've fallen into that, all you can do in that case is pick them up one by one to eat. You can't put it into a basket or a box in that case when it got covered in, mixed up with pebbles and dirt. It's a problem of, potentially a problem of boira, as he's pointing out in the Ramah. Sif Kotten Yud Zayin. If they're scattered around, you can't pick them up, gather them, put them into a box or into a basket. It's like weekday activity, because when you gather them all together and put them into a box. Why is it a weekday activity? Because that's what you do when you gather produce, right? Ma'ame, gathering into one place. It's like that malacha. It's not actually the malacha, because it's already been gathered once before and it just now got scattered, but it's considered weekday activity to do so. But that's not the case when they all fell into one place. They just stayed in one place. But in a case that we saw at the end of the sif, that you're gathering them, picking them up from amongst little stones and dirt, it will always look like weekday activity if you put it into a basket, even if it's all in one place. But also, and therefore, that's not allowed. And even this is true, even if you plan on eating them immediately, you can't gather them into the basket. Because otherwise, anyway, you've got a problem with boira. If you start picking out the fruits or the produce from dirt and stones, then, and you're not eating it immediately, then we know there's a problem of boiwa. You're taking the good for the bad for non-immediate use is an issa deraisa potentially, as he's pointing out here. But even if you want to eat them immediately, you're still not allowed to do it here when they're covered in, when they got dirt and stones because of uvn dechol. And the last if cotton yudches sha'az va'ichel, we said then you can, if they got covered in dirt, whatever, then you're allowed to pick them up one by one to eat them. But then put them into a basket or a box. I'm be'ago the high va'icha b'dafkehu. When he says va'icha, you're picking it out to eat, he means it has to be that way. V'alkein afil l'sechicha yuksusigam kein asalitnam. And therefore, if you're not eating it immediately, then even not to put it into a box, but to put it into your lap or whatever, onto your garment, would be asa. The whole thing is you have to eat it immediately. It's not really about where you put it in. It's about what you do, what you're going to do with it immediately afterwards. And if you're not doing it immediately afterwards, there's nothing special about a box and a basket. It would even be asa to put it into your lap or into your garment. The only reason he mentioned here in the Shulchan Aruch, the basket and the box here, is because that's a normal thing to do. But nechanami, if you're not going to eat it immediately, you wouldn't be able to gather it into any location. Atkan.